The following is brought to you in association with and as a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
T-minus 5 minutes until we reach the target. If everything goes according to plan, we can destroy the enemy at its source and finally end this war. Prepare attack formations. Squad A, report in.
Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin. Joined this week by Mr. Short.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
It's just us.
Just the two of us.
That's right. Vince is out. Dan's out. And Timmy's, of course, out if you've been following on Facebook and Twitter. Timmy is in the hospital. He was pretty touch and go for a while. Last update we have is he is doing better. Still in the hospital. He'll probably be there for a while, I'm guessing. Still.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody. John, Tony, Baza, everybody that's asked online. Well wishes and everything. Yeah, it was pretty scary there for a good few days.
Yeah.
But he's pulling through. He's a tough old bird. he's not old. He's been through a lot of shit for as young as he is.
Oh, yeah.
But, so yeah, he'll be back when he's back. So, I was gonna, if he was better, I was gonna send him a thing. I was like, shit, if you just wanted to take a week off the show, you didn't have to do all that. I don't want to say everything that's wrong, but
right.
Most people kind of know, but I won't put all of his business out there in case, you know.
Unless he wants to, whenever he gets back.
Yep. I'm sure he will once he's better. And all that. So how was your week?
Oh, it's been all right.
Been all right.
Working overtime, getting ready for the coming.
The coming. Yeah. Well, let's just get into the TV news. A lot of news happens this week. We'll start off with the TV. We had another oops.
Oh, yeah?
All the pilots for Blindspot, Minority Report, and Lucifer all leaked online months ahead of when they were supposed to come out. And I happened to watch them all. Minority Report, which is going to be on Fox, looks like it could be okay if Wilmer Valderrama wasn't in the show.
He was all right.
He takes away from it.
Wow.
Because he's playing a cop, and you're like, when the hell did Fez become a cop? You know, stick to being Handy Mandy, but...
Handy Mandy.
Whatever the piss he is. It'll be okay, but this also reminds me of the Being Human show.
Oh, yeah.
The Fox had that they canceled after a year once it started getting good.
Right.
And I hope they don't do the same for this, but... Blindspot came out. That's the Jamie Alexander show where she's found naked in Times Square with tattoos all over her body.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a fun show. If you like shows like Blacklist, stuff like that, where it's government conspiracy type things.
Right.
That's going to be a good show. Lucifer? Yeah, I can see why the Christians were... You don't need to have the show on complaining and stuff like Timmy said they would immediately.
Yeah.
Because the devil starts helping out people after a shooting and... It's going to be like they're supernatural for NBC, or Fox. I think it's Fox. But, okay, the only problem I have with them is the Wilmer on Minority Report thing. But we'll see. Maybe he can pull it off and I can get into it. But, we have some Arrow casting. They cast Elisa Rautau. I think that's how you pronounce it. She will be a love interest for Oliver this season. But don't freak out. Oliver's still with Felicity. She plays a love interest in flashbacks. So, that. And they have also cast Parker Young. He will play Alex Davis. Described as a smart and driven young man who will work for Oliver and become a potential love interest for Thea. Which makes sense because Roy Harper disappeared because of contract dispute. So, crap, we gotta get a love interest for the girls. So, okay, we're gonna plug this guy in.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's that deal. Showtime has renewed Masters of Sex and Ray Donovan. So, that is good for me because I am big on the Ray Donovan show. I love that show.
I've heard a lot about it.
I think we're halfway through season two. And the whole cast is killer on Ray Donovan, from Liev Schreiber to Ian McShane to John Voight, who plays Schreiber's dad. That show is amazing. If you're not watching that, Masters of Sex is okay because they show boobs and sex.
Yeah.
But
John Voight's a good actor.
He's really a
bad guy.
Yeah. And he kind of plays a dirty, like, he's drug dealing now. He's running like a hooker ring. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, really good show. Highly recommend Ray Donovan. The Flash, they showed their first image of Jay Garrick, which is, I guess, Earth 2 Flash. I guess is how they're going to do it. We're looking at it. It is, for those that don't know, he's the one with the Hermes helmet, with the winged helmet that you saw in the season finale that came through the portal.
Yep.
Looks really close. I mean, almost dead on to the original suit from the comics. I like it. I'm really interested to see how they do multiple Earth storylines, and we're getting three different Flashes so far, and it'll be interesting.
Natalie will love it.
Yeah. Matt Ryan. Did we talk about him coming back as Constantine?
I don't think we did last week, but
okay.
I remember.
He is coming back for Constantine, or he will play Constantine on Arrow.
Yeah.
And it's a one-shot episode, and it has to do with the return of Sarah Lance, who was the original Black Canary who died. She's going to get Lazarus pitted, and she's going to come back. That's how she's going to be on Legends of Tomorrow. He's going to come in and have to do with her being brought back from the dead. Because this isn't like your normal Lazarus pit where, like, Roz would be injured, and then he would go into the pit, and it would heal his wounds. She was dead.
Yeah.
Like, legit dead, and now they're bringing her back, and how's that going to make her crazy, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I'm really excited for that. I was so mad they canceled Constantine.
I know, it was a good show.
It was. Speaking of maybe a good show, Supergirl. They have announced some characters that are going to show up this season. We are going to get Red Tornado, DC's version of the Vision. Basically.
Oh, yeah.
Except he doesn't have the phasing powers. General Sam Lane, Lois and Lucy's dad, and the Kryptonian villain Non. If you remember a Superman movie, he was the big giant bad guy. Christopher Reeve movies. He was the big giant Kryptonian bad guy. They already announced Lucy Lane, and it looks like they could possibly be turning her into Superwoman, because in the comics, she gets powers from one of her dad's military experiments with Kryptonians. So that possibly could be where Supergirl is headed. They have also cast Britt Morgan from True Blood. She is going to play Livewire. So you're going to get a female villain. Simpsons news. Sofia Vergara. Incredibly hot with a really thick accent.
Giant boobies.
And giant boobs. She's going to play Bart's new teacher. In an upcoming episode, where both Seymour and Bart will end up having a crush on her.
Oh.
Of course. Nice. So far, it's just a one-off episode, so we don't know if it could lead into more.
Is Krabappel quitting?
Krabappel died.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. The woman that voiced her died.
Oh, yeah.
So they wrote her off on the show.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or they're going to. Yeah, they did write her off, I think.
Shit, I haven't been following it.
Yeah. CW. God damn it. We're going to get a Friday the 13th TV series.
Didn't they do that a while back?
It's been years ago. Yeah. And it was okay. It was on Sci-Fi. Back when Sci-Fi actually did Sci-Fi shit.
Yeah.
And not Sharktopus versus Cookiepus versus Natos. So you're going to get Friday the 13th on CW. And CW also announced, if you have a vagina, The Notebook
series. I do not have a vagina.
I don't either.
I've seen one.
I've seen, I think, two. but the president of CW has said that as far as the DC spinoff shows, they're done. Legends of Tomorrow is the last one. So no more DC spinoffs on the CW network. So you're going to get Flash, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, that's it. Okay, I'm good with that. On The Flash, you're going to get Dr. Light this season. But the female Dr. Light. So this would be Earth 2 Dr. Light. Kimiko Hoshi is the character name. Huh. So, no casting.
Maybe a black lady.
I don't think they can do that one.
excuse me.
Yeah.
That's racist.
That's racist. And it's true, but yeah, it is CW. So it'll probably be a cute Asian girl. So, all about that. No word on casting yet. We talked about the Training Day movie was going to get turned into TV series and how everybody was going for it. CBS has got it. They paid the most, and so you're going to get Training Day on CBS. Rick and Morty has been picked up for a third season by Adult Swim.
Yeah, I saw that on Reddit.
Yep. Speaking of a reboot that could go, it's not going to be as good as the original, obviously. West Philadelphia born and raised Will Smith is bringing back The Fresh Prince. He is producing. Of course, the giant rumor is now that Jaden will be...
Oh, God.
Yeah, that... please don't. Unless they do Terry Crews as Uncle Phil.
But I'd watch that.
I would, too, but he's got Brooklyn Nine-Nine and every other thing we cast him in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to get a new Fresh Prince. Heroes Reborn. This is the... I guess it's like Hero Season 5, but they're just kind of rebooting it. But the kind of the kicker is that Claire Bennett, which was Hayden Panettiere, the cheerleader, save the cheerleader, save the world. That was the original. She's dead.
Hmm.
And the series will start about 1 year after she dies. And apparently her dad, the horn-rimmed glasses guy, is going to be trying to figure out, you know, what happened and everything. Apparently it's like a mystery, because how do you kill someone who was invulnerable?
Yeah.
So, that... I'll watch the first couple and see how it goes. NBC has picked up the pilot for Powerless. Basically, think of it as The Office, set in an insurance company that just happens to be set in the DC universe. So
it might be kind of funny.
I think it could be funny, but I would immediately get the guy that played Dwight on The Office. He would have to be on the show, because he's not doing the... he was doing a detective show for Fox, and it got canceled. So, but yeah, you're going to get that. The show will focus on the working life of normal humans in the DC universe, which could be interesting. I don't think heroes will show up, you know.
Yeah, but it might say, like, Superman blew up my house or something like that.
Yeah. Is Superman blowing up my house covered? Or is it an act of maybe a god? You know, that there's your jokes. NBC, is this NBC? I'm not sure. Warner Brothers TV, so I don't know. That's the studio that's making it. I don't know what network it'll land on. A show called Bumbleberry Lane. Is set behind the scenes of a racially diverse, politically correct children's puppet program.
Eye roll.
Where everyone and everything is incredibly politically incorrect.
Oh.
So think of it as behind the scenes of Sesame Street, if done by us.
Okay, so it's going to be an inconclusive breakdown.
The show. With puppets, which we have talked about puppets before.
Damn it, they took our idea.
For our YouTube channel. Yeah. Speaking of a puppet, the chairman of NBC has threatened that if the Coach reboot is successful, you're going to get Alf.
Fuck yeah.
Alien life forms. Hide your cats. Not many people will get that joke.
No.
No.
Melmac.
Melmac, yes. Willie, because he was touching kids or something.
What?
At Subway or some shit like that. you remember the movie Red? Bruce Willis was the old secret agent type of movie.
Yeah, retired.
Yeah.
Whatever, I can't remember what it means.
NBC has picked it up for a TV series.
Why not?
Sure. One season and done. Speaking of Sesame Street, did you see this?
I don't think so.
HBO has announced that it is going to license the next 5 seasons of Sesame Street. Okay. I saw that and I was like, wait, what? Sesame Street is PBS.
Yeah.
Obviously. New episodes will begin airing on HBO as early as late this fall. There will be more episodes. HBO has picked up... they're lifting the number to 35 episodes a season.
Huh.
Sesame Street will still appear on PBS, which has aired the program since 1969, but new episodes will first appear on HBO and then be provided to PBS 9 months later.
Hmm.
This is HBO trying to grab... this is more than likely going to go to their streaming. So, trying to get parents to get... to subscribe to, oh, we can have our kids watch Sesame Street, and they won't click over and watch Game of Thrones boobs. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, HBO is going to get Sesame Street.
Huh.
Last thing I have for TV news, I'm saving for Vince because it is hilarious next week. We'll go into movie news. There was a lot this week because D23 happened yesterday. That was the Disney big thing.
Yeah.
We'll get to some of those. But the big movie of the week was Straight Outta Compton. $60 million.
Yeah.
Great opening, really, for a music biopic.
Yeah.
Universal Studios hired security guards for screenings of the films in certain towns due to... They're saying it was because of the shootings in Louisiana and Tennessee. I'm saying it's because racial hatreds... at an all-time, well, not all-time high, but it's kind of up there right now, thanks Obama.
Yeah.
And Al Sharpton and the rest of you race baiters. So yeah, they bought security, which smart on their behalf.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would really shoot up a Straight Outta Compton movie, though. Like, Trainwreck, yeah, I can see it, because it's Amy Schumer. But,
yeah.
There's
probably a lot of guns in the crowd.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Ghostbusters news.
Ugh.
We now know who Bill Murray is playing. Ugh, God damn it. This just makes me sad. He is playing Martin Heiss, a professional supernatural debunker, sort of the Amazing Randy type, who shows up and proves the new Ghostbusters are fake. A really tiny role, but if you remember back to the original Ghostbusters, Bill Murray dealt with a debunker.
Yeah.
So this is kind of trying to, Paul Feig trying to bring it all full circle. Minus 5 stars. Not watching ever. Rowdy Roddy Piper's last movie, Portal to Hell. In it, he fights against Cthulhu cultists, which I now want to see. Will be shown at the Toronto Film Festival. So
that sounds awesome.
It does. We talked last week about Steven Spielberg doing Ready Player One.
Yep.
And I have the sequel book right over there on my shelf. I don't know if it's a sequel yet. I haven't started. But it's written by the same guy. He's trying to get Gene Wilder to come out of retirement to star in this movie.
He's like 80-something years old, isn't he?
And it fits, because tell me if you've kind of heard this plot before. They want Gene Wilder to play the role of James Halliday for Ready Player One. If you don't know about the book... Halliday is a gifted programmer and game designer who develops a massively popular online simulator known as Oasis. This is more than a game, it's a virtual universe that replaces the real world in almost every way. In a Willy Wonka-type style character, after his death, Halliday's will reveals the presence of a hidden Easter egg somewhere within Oasis, and whoever finds it will inherit his unfathomably huge fortune. Virtual Willy Wonka.
Yeah, it's like Tron and Willy Wonka.
That's
all
right. Yep. I would love Gene Wilder in this role.
Oh, yeah.
I want Gene Wilder in anything, but like you said, he's 80 and at least 80. I'd say he's close to 80.
I'll look it up.
Yep. So yeah, I hope. And if Steven Spielberg comes to your door and say, "Hey, I kind of want you for this movie, my first directing movie in quite some time," I think he's going to answer the call. But we will see.
82.
Yeah, he's 82. I think this is going to be the year that Leonardo DiCaprio gets the Oscar. And here's why. He is teaming back up with Martin Scorsese. They work really well together, as in Departed and Shutter Island and a bunch of other movies. But they're going to do The Devil in White City. This is the story, and Leonardo DiCaprio would be playing the role of H.H. Holmes, who was America's quote-unquote first serial killer. Better known as Dr. Henry Howard Holmes.
Triple H?
Yeah, Triple H. I miss Puppet H. That's a different story. Who was documented as one of the first serial killers in the modern sense of the term. He admitted to killing 27 women in the time surrounding the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago. But it's widely believed that he murdered over 200. So, Leonardo DiCaprio is a serial killer at the Chicago's World's Fair. Oscar. Just, there you go. You might get it this time, Leo.
I read something about the 1893 Chicago World's Fair the other day. It was like, there was a bunch of things that we use, that we take for granted now, that were introduced at that fair.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember.
Incandescent bulbs.
Yeah. It was stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah. Baby incubators.
I think that might have been one of them. That I don't remember of, all of I them, think, but yeah.
Yeah. That was like the last great World's Fair.
Yeah.
So,
we need to have more of those.
Yeah. They'd all be in China, though.
Yeah, I don't want to go over there.
I don't either.
There's a lot of people there.
Bird flu. But yeah, DiCaprio, Scorsese, serial killer, I'm in it. We talked about how The Rock is doing Baywatch.
Yeah.
He now has a co-star.
Oh, God.
Zac Efron.
Why not?
And
go ahead.
But Pamela Anderson has come out, and she thinks that the movie will suck. Which makes me think, you weren't offered a cameo.
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And you got the hep.
Yeah, you got the hepatitis.
I saw the movie where you got the hep or something like that. so, yeah. She don't think it will do well. Zac Efron, The Rock, it's going to be an R-rated comedy on the beach. Won't be as good as Son of the Beach, but we shall see. The movie that me and you went to go see, Avengers Age of Ultron, will hit Blu-ray on September 8th. This is earlier than they originally thought. The Blu-ray will include deleted scenes, a gag reel, making a featurette, and audio commentary. The deleted scenes is what's got me, because apparently Whedon filmed a bunch, and a bunch was cut. Because you could kind of tell when we were watching it that it would jump really weird. Go together weird. There was obviously tie-in scenes.
Oh, yeah,
so,
the Hulk and...
Yeah, so we're going to get some of that. You have little kid. Do they like the Frozen?
Yeah.
Well, if you have little kids and they like Frozen, here's how you completely blow their mind. The director of Frozen has come out and said that Anna and Elsa's little brother is Tarzan. Because apparently the parents disappeared in Frozen. I haven't watched Frozen because I don't have kids.
I fell asleep.
But the parents were off and they got shipwrecked on an island. The mom had a baby on the island. That was Tarzan. Tarzan is the long-lost brother, is what the director says.
And they just left the kid there in the woods?
Well, the parents died.
Oh, okay.
They got ate by jungle critters, like you do in Ferguson. I had to make a joke.
I don't think they ate anybody in Ferguson.
Nah, I don't think they did either. But
Yet.
But, yeah, so if you want to blow your little kid's mind, tell him that Tarzan's the long-lost brother and watch him freak out.
Well, that's going to cause a crossover movie.
Oh, I never thought of that. That's good thinking. That's how Hollywood thinks now. How can we put two things together?
Butt sex.
We talked about the Kindergarten Cop sequel a long time ago.
It's
going to be direct-to-video. Dolph Lundgren is the Kindergarten Cop.
I will break him.
Bring me your snacks. Yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be direct to on demand and video, and I will watch it because I'm stupid. You like This Is Spinal Tap? The Christopher Guest movies? Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, those type?
It's been a while, but yeah.
Netflix has picked up his next movie. It's going to be called Mascots, and follow the unusual men and women of the 8th World Mascot Association Championships competing for the prestigious Gold Fluffy Award. Now, if you watch like Best in Show and Spinal Tap, you know how this is going to go, and it will be hilarious, and Eugene Levy will be somewhere in this movie.
Well, there's a documentary or something that follows mascots.
Yeah,
on I think there's Netflix. A show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
But this
Behind
is
the Mask
be
or something like that.
Crazy mockumentary style.
Oh, yeah.
Goofball. Parker Posey will probably be in it because she's a Christopher Guest player. But I'm interested in that.
Apparently, there's a furry that works where I work.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. He's a weird dude.
Hide your Pikachus. Winona Ryder has basically come out and confirmed, yes, Beetlejuice 2 is happening, and Lydia Deetz will be coming back.
Cool.
Awesome. Benicio Del Toro, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, I believe. How
yeah.
he was being rumored to be the villain for a Star Wars movie. He says it looks like it's going to happen.
Hmm.
So, awesome. The Collector and Star Wars. All about that. Okay, now we get to some of the D23 stuff. George Lucas was given an award for being George Lucas. You know, the
ruining stuff and
flannel award. And he was asked about Jar Jar.
Oh.
Because fucking Jar Jar. Guess what the inspiration was for Jar Jar? His favorite Disney character, Goofy.
What?
Goofy is the inspiration for Jar Jar Binks. And I got to looking at it. And it makes sense now that I think about it. Long floppy ears. An idiot. Stands on two legs.
Yeah.
Kind of talks funny. It's fucking Jar Jar.
Huh.
Goofy is Jar Jar, and now I will never like Goofy again. But yeah, at D23, they also announced the plot of Toy Story 4. It will be a romantic type of thing, and it will be between... everybody thought it was between Jesse and Buzz. No. It is between Woody and Bo Peep.
Hmm.
So, I'm sure...
Bo Peep was only in the first one, wasn't she?
I think so. Maybe first
she
and second.
She was a lamp or something.
Yeah, something like that. But I'm sure it'll make me cry somehow, because it's
yeah,
fucking Toy Story.
They'll play that goddamn Friend in Me song.
You got it. Yeah. Civil War spoiler. If you don't want to know what causes Civil War to happen, skip ahead of, you know, click your thing ahead 15 or 30 seconds. The incident that causes the story to unfold in Civil War is a little different from the comic. Not much, but a little. In the comic, it was the New Warriors accidentally were fighting a bad guy and it blew up a bus full of kids. That was how it originally happened. In this one, it will be Captain America and Scarlet Witch attempting to apprehend Crossbones. When they attempt to do this, they notice he has a suicide vest on. Cap orders Scarlet Witch to levitate him off the ground and hold back the explosion. It's too much for her to handle, and the explosion takes out a heavily populated building.
Hmm.
Dead civilians on top of the everything that happened in Ultron with the whole damn country floating up and crashing back down.
Yeah.
That's what kicks off Civil War. And yes, there was a little bit... They did show footage. I put up on the Facebook group.
Yeah, it was pretty
really,
awful.
It's bad quality, but it was the only thing I could find. They also showed... It was in some of the footage, but you couldn't really see it on what I posted, that Falcon will have Red Wing, his sidekick, which in the comics is obviously a bird. In Civil War, it will be a drone. Which, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Keep up with technology.
Yep. They also, at D23, showed concept art of the Doctor Strange costume.
Yeah.
And they're sticking really close to the comic book. So the bright blue clothes with the red cape, the big red cape.
Yeah.
They're sticking close to it, so... That's good. He's not going to be wearing, like, a leather coat and, you know...
Yeah.
They're not going to fucking Electro him like Spider-Man goofed everything. I was so happy about this. One of my favorite comic book series is finally coming into a movie. 100 Bullets. Tom Hardy has signed on to produce and star. Brian Azzarello and Eduardo Risso's. This was a Vertigo series. They're going to do it through New Line. For those that don't know the book, the series follows Agent Graves, a mysterious man who presents strangers with a gun, 100 rounds of untraceable ammunition, and the identity of the person who ruined their life. Later on, it turned into a really good crime story. Obviously, the first couple issues are, I'm going to go get the guy. But then it got into a whole conspiracy behind the Minutemen, behind the group, behind the 100 Bullets. And
yeah.
I love that series.
I read
Azzarello is one of my favorite writers.
I read about half of the series.
Yeah. So we're going to get that with Tom Hardy. So, sold. I just bought my ticket. Lego Batman movie. We know that... I had his name, and I just spaced it. Will Arnett did Batman for a Lego movie. Okay. He's getting a Batman Lego spinoff. And the Joker will be voiced by Zach Galifianakis. Okay. You can do a voice. It ain't Hamill, but
yeah.
This isn't a Hamill Joker, right. Obviously. Also, at D23 announced, Orlando Bloom and Jeffrey Rush will be returning for Pirates of the Caribbean 5. That should be out end of next year, I do believe, is what they said.
Dead men tell no tales.
Yeah. I don't know if we announced this or talked about this a long time ago, but the Wahlberg. I had to get a Wahlberg story in here for Timmy.
Okay.
Wahlberg is attached to Star, and Peter Berg, they've worked together a bunch, is going to direct, they're going to update the $6 Million Man. Okay.
I read a thing on Reddit that Wahlberg, he was arrested a long time ago for shouting racial slurs and throwing bricks at black people.
And now he's my new favorite actor. But yeah, so you're going to get $6 Million Man, probably will be Billion Dollar Man now.
Yeah.
But Wahlberg and Peter Berg together, all good. HBO is in preliminary talks about a Deadwood movie. This would be in the same way they did the Entourage movie, which don't hold that fucking against them. Entourage was terrible. But Deadwood, amazing. And this really started... This wasn't supposed to get out, but Garrett Delahunt, who was on the show, and you know him, he was the dad from... The Fox show, they had the little baby...
I don't know.
The kid, the guy, the boy worked at like the grocery store, and Meemaw.
Raising Hope.
Yeah, Raising Hope. He's the dad from Raising
Hope.
That
came out of nowhere.
Fucking applaud Timmy on that. That was awesome. But yeah, he was on Deadwood, and he kind of let it slip that he was hearing really good things about a Deadwood movie. HBO did have to come out and say, "Yes, we are in preliminary talks." Awesome. Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal is getting a new documentary about it. It will be called The Great Conjunction. Vince will immediately watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
Yeah, I will too. That movie fucked me up as a kid.
Oh yeah, it was awesome.
They announced at D23 that J.J. Abrams will not direct the next Star Wars movie. Episode 9. I had to count on my fingers because I have shoes on. But Episode 9 will be directed by Colin Trevorrow, who I believe just did Jurassic World.
Oh.
So, you're going to get that. Walt Disney Chairman Bob Iger announced that Star Wars lands, you're going to get them at Disneyland and Disney's Hollywood Studios at Walt Disney World. Each park, each one in California, the one in Florida, will be Star Wars themed. Each one will be 14 acres big. That's fucking huge.
Yeah.
They also have plans for Marvel, but they didn't really announce that, hey, this is solid, but you're probably going to get Marvel as well. That's why Disney bought them.
Yeah.
So, we're getting Star Wars World, which means there's going to be a cantina, which means we have to go.
Yeah. We need to go to the one in Florida so we can go to Universal Studios and see the Simpsons World, too.
That sounds like a plan. They also announced the casting, or most of the casting, for Rogue One, the Star Wars spinoff. We already knew Felicity Jones was in it. I'm going to butcher some of these names. Diego Luna, Ben Mendelsohn, Donnie Yen, which was he plays an Ip Man and is an amazing martial artist. Zhang Wen, Riz Ahmed, Alan Tudyk from Serenity is doing mocap for it. Forrest Whitaker, who was rumored but is now confirmed, and Mads Mikkelsen, who plays Hannibal, are all going to be in this. And this looks like it's going to be the real gritty Rebel Alliance movie. This is where they're trying to get the Death Star plans.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that'd be cool.
Gritty Top Gun Star Wars with Hannibal? Fuck yeah, I'm in.
I don't like Forrest Whitaker, but whatever.
His wonky eye. I mean, he's a good actor, but that wonky eye just, it gets me sometimes.
I don't know.
It's just, like he's half looking at the camera.
I don't know what movie it was that he was in, but I watched a movie with him in it, and it just, he was awful, and it just ruined it for me. He's awful.
Watch Ghost Dog. He's really good in Ghost Dog. That's been 20 years ago. Patrick Stewart did confirm that he will be playing Professor X in the last Wolverine movie, Old Man Logan.
Awesome.
Said it will not be a cameo. It will be a legit
part.
Yeah. I'm glad Vince isn't here for this one. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen reboot will be female-centric.
Why not?
Oh, I can tell you why not.
Oh, I know. It says gentleman in the fucking title.
Minus 500 stars. It's gonna be worse than the fucking,
Ghostbusters?
Nope. The first one had starred, Sean Connery. I was talking with my hands right there. Nobody could see.
I seen it.
Yeah, you saw it. Yeah. And I was like, okay, because League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, forget the last word of the title, but they pull characters from novels.
Yeah.
As a superhero type team. You really got that many females that you can do that with? I mean, we had Minka.
Anne Frank.
She runs security. Anne Frank runs security and comms. Just taps on the wall. That's all it is. That joke's for you, Vince. Yeah, that's it for movie news this week. Get into comics. I don't have a lot for comics this week. We are finally... We talked about Brian Azzarello earlier with 100 Bullets.
Yeah.
We are finally getting Batman Europa. Now, you probably have no idea about this. This was supposed to come out in 2004.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
So this is 12 years later. Written by Brian Azzarello and Matteo Casilli, and a bunch of artists. It will be out in November. DC has confirmed it is shipping in November. The series was supposed to come out in 2004. Here's what the solicitation reads. The impossible has happened, and Batman is on the verge of being taken down by an enemy he cannot defeat. A virus for which there is no cure, and the only hope for his salvation is the Joker. Who infected Batman. Sound familiar, Arkham video game players? What does the Clown Prince of Crime know, and how will the Dark Knight get that information? Together, the enemies crisscross Europe, desperate to find the answers before time runs out. So it's the... They took this and made the Arkham video game. One of the Arkham, I forget which one, but it's the one where he's infected with Joker blood or some shit like that.
I might have to get this comic.
Yeah. I will, because I've been waiting for 12 years. but yeah, that's going to be out, and that's a definite pickup. Marvel has announced Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Awesome. You need this, let's see. Lunella, Lafayette, and her adventures with in New York with Devil Dinosaur. She is a preteen super genius. So you're going to get a little girl on a 30-foot red dinosaur going through New York, and she's a super genius. Yes, it's probably aimed at kids like Squirrel Girl, but I read Squirrel Girl, so I don't care.
Yeah.
So, and this is a black, smart woman character that Marvel has made on their own, not... We got to change somebody.
Yeah.
Nope. They're doing it right. They're creating their own, like we've been saying for the last how many years. Last thing for comic book news, and this is just... It has nothing to do with a book, but A former assistant of Stan Lee has slapped the creator, the Spider-Man co-creator, with a lawsuit claiming he was the source of, quote, severe and constant mental abuse while he was working for the comic book legend Sean Lukasiewicz. It looks Polish on my sheet here. 29, he accused the 92-year-old Lee, his wife Joan, who's 93, and their daughter JC, who's 67, of inflicting emotional distress by throwing insults and threats at him during his employment. He worked for Lee from October 2014 to June 2015, when he was fired, according to papers filed in L.A. Superior Court. He claims they also refused to pay him for all the hours he worked. I think this is a money grab, because I want Stan Lee money before Stan Lee dies.
Yeah.
Come on now. Really? I imagine Stan could probably get a little cranky. He's 92.
Yeah.
His wife's 93. Their daughter's almost 70. Yeah, I can see that. But you don't deserve any money for that. It's kind of like you work at Walmart, you know it's going to suck. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it for comic book news. I have a few things for wrestling news. We talked about how Roman Reigns was hit in the head by a briefcase last week. The fan who threw the briefcase had the charges dropped against him after he issued an apology, because it's Canada.
Oh, yeah.
He has since been banned from all future WWE events. Skeets, what are you doing?
Sniffing me.
WWE has once again messed up the team name of Paige, Becky, and Charlotte. Remember, it was Submission Sorority, which took you, if you Googled it, the kink and leather and fun. So they changed it to PCB. What's, you know, their first initials. Well, PCB just happens to be an acronym for the Brazilian Communist Party.
Nice.
And nobody checked it out, and a bunch of people took to Twitter to be like, hey, that's the communist in Brazil. So no new word on a new team name. This is just a hilarious thing. Next week they should just be called the Adolfs. All right, let's just finish it out.
Yep. Just make it something bad.
Yeah. Last thing for wrestling news. NXT taped had their TV tapings, and Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. They worked a tag team match against Tyler Breeze and Bull Dempsey. Gargano and Ciampa won. So I'm guessing it will make TV. Really good. Both are really talented guys. Ciampa was in developmental a long time ago. And then he left, and he's a huge star in the indies. And Gargano did a tryout not too long ago, so we shall see. That's it for wrestling. Video games, since Vince isn't here, I only have two things. The Society of Professional Journalists was going to hold a Gamergate debate. Try saying that one.
I don't want to.
Okay. But it had to be evacuated due to 6 bomb threats.
Nice.
Because, you know, that deal. And also, the last thing for video game news is Capcom has confirmed that Resident Evil 2 is getting a remake.
What? Why are they going to Resident Evil 2?
Because that was the really good one.
Oh, okay.
And that's the really good one we can remake for new next generation platforms. So
whatever.
Yeah. Sports. I have two things. Because I wasn't planning on doing sports, Timmy, if you ever listen to this. Anderson Silva. A lot of MMA fans consider him the best of all time. I don't. But he has been suspended for 1 year for failing more drug tests. So there's that. NFL news. Preseason has started. Colts are playing in about 5 minutes, I do believe. But the Jets, your season is already ruined. I'm sorry for all of our Jet fans. our listeners who are Jet fans. I know there are some, because we have a lot of listeners in the Northeast. But your cornerback, Geno Smith, was apparently acting aggressively toward linebacker I.K. Emekapali?
What?
He's a big black guy.
Okay.
Right before he punched him in the face and shattered his jaw.
Cool.
Apparently it was a sucker punch, but a lot of the witnesses are saying Geno deserved it. So Smith broke his jaw and will be out 6 to 10 weeks. The linebacker was cut and then immediately claimed by the Jets' former coach, and now division. He coaches the Buffalo Bills, just happen to be division rivals. They'll play him twice every year. You know, just to kind of stick it to the Jets. So,
yeah.
That's it. All I got for sports this week. I have one thing for music, and then I will put it over to you, Mr. Short. Ellie Goulding. Looks like she's going to sing the song for James Bond Spectre. She will be doing the theme song. So, That's cool. She can sing, and she's cute. So,
she's
not Adele, all right? I can hear you people already. All right, that's all I got for music. Mr. Short, take it away.
Where
the hell am I going to go?
Last week I reported about Lenny Kravitz's dick.
My dick, yeah.
Well, apparently they're calling it Penisgate.
Of course.
And his legal team is threatening legal action for breach of human rights for the pictures that were released online.
What?
Yeah.
Breach of human rights. You people need to... Okay. I don't want to rant on something, but...
When you wear tight pants...
There's that.
And no underwear.
The word rights... doesn't mean you can't have a picture taken of you in public.
Yeah.
Okay? Human rights are not... It's like, you know, I shouldn't be beaten for no reason. I should have access to food and water and shelter.
Yeah.
I can say what I want when I want to whoever I want, unless you're in China or a Muslim country. Those are human rights. You know, not, if you're, you took a picture of my dick.
Yeah, if you were in your house playing with your penis and I took a picture, I would understand.
Yeah.
But if you're on stage and your dick comes out, I'm going to take a picture of your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
So...
Whatever.
If I was the judge, I would immediately laugh at him and say, get the hell out of my courtroom.
Yeah. Ned Flanders themed metal band.
Yes, I downloaded this. The Oakley Dokeleys.
The Oakley Dokeley. I listened to it and it's sort of awful, but.
Yeah, it sort of is. I did like one of the songs. I can't remember which one offhand, but.
It's kind of funny, but.
It's funny. They dress like Flanders.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Flanders is pretty cool. Pink Floyd officially broken up.
For the how manyth time?
I don't know.
Okay.
But David Gilmour said it's run its course and would be fakery to go back and do it again.
Fakery?
Yeah, that's probably a British word.
I'm guessing so, but I may have to steal that.
Fakery.
Fakery in the bakery. There's stories there, too, huh?
That was the meat department.
No, it was bakery, too. Keep going.
surprising story. Five Finger Death Punch singer Ivan Moody.
Yep.
Was allegedly beat his girlfriend of 17 years after she accused him of infidelity. There's been a lot of crap come out after the story broke. His manager or somebody that manages him, something, I don't know, said that all the allegations are untrue, and said that pretty much said that the girl is a lunatic.
Ivan Moody.
Well, they're not married.
Oh.
She claimed that they were married. They fact-checked it. There was no marriage license or anything. And then
she's a wackadoo.
There was another thing she did. I don't remember what it was. But apparently she's crazy. But
yeah.
He got arrested.
Of course.
And then there was another story about his sister putting a restraining order on him because he's been terrorizing their entire family.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
What. I'll just
like
wait for more
deal.
Stuff to come out about it.
Yeah,
I'm
I'll
sure.
wait for the facts.
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably going to be more stuff out about it, but
they have a new record coming out soon, too, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just released a single not too long ago. I can't remember what it's called, but yeah. Yeah.
Fucking fakery.
Five Finger Death Punch.
To her face.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Yeah, there was nothing about the police report. So
That's weird.
Yeah. I would think there would be
something. There would have to be proof or facts or a
report. But it said he put her in a rear naked choke.
that would still bruise.
Yeah. But that's all I got.
Alright, that it?
Yep.
Your song of the week this week. Timmy sent this in before everything happened. So here is Rehab with Still Standing. Kind of apropos, I guess. Alright, here you go.
Now I ain't here to bitch or complain, but let me say a few things. I done walked through the rain, I seen my share of pain. Remain against the grain and kept on fighting. They claim that I was trouble, I'll accept that blame. I seen things that could make a good man get me. People fake us naked, frontin' like they on your team. And it's my fault, cause I was just a gullible team. They get you open on the door and hope to snatch your dream. But I'm here, and I'm breathing. I might be a little banged up, but I'm not beaten. I still got the chip on my shoulder. A little bit older, a little bit colder, but I got my chin up high. Can't kill me, step aside and let me slide on by. I've been beat down, bloodied and bruised, but dadgummit, I don't pay my dues. Laid myself up and kept on stepping, and now y'all won't look in my direction. You gonna bring it, make sure it's broad, cause when it's over, you gon' know I fall. I've been hated on, held back, used and abused. I've been a thief in a cell, coming down with the blues. Cold hearted, heartbroken, both high and low. Stared deep into the eyes, I didn't have no soul. Been told I was nothing, been stabbed in the back. Cracked out, praying God don't arrest my cardiac. I see my homies in the back of that black Cadillac, and I cried like a baby, cause they ain't coming back. But I'm here, and I'm breathing. I might be a little banged up, but I'm not beaten. I still got the chip on my shoulder. A little bit older, a little bit colder, but I got my chin up high. Can't kill me, step aside and let me slide on by. I've been deep down, bloodied and bruised, but dadgummit, I don't pay my dues. Laid myself up and kept on stepping, and now y'all won't look in my direction. You gonna bring it, make sure it's broad, cause when it's over, you will know I fall. Found myself on the side of the road, roaming alone, far away from home. Mind full of things I never cared to know. Skin is scarred, hole in my soul. Wipe the blood off of my nose, comb my hair and fix my clothes. Though I may be a sorry so-and-so, there's something that I need you to know. I got my chin up high, can't kill me, step aside and let me slide on by. Laid myself up and kept on stepping, and now y'all won't look in my direction. You gonna bring it, make sure it's broad, cause when it's over you will know I fall. I got my chin up high, can't kill me, step aside and let me slide on by. I've been beat down, bloodied and bruised, but dadgummit, I don't pay my dues. Laid myself up and kept on stepping, and now y'all won't look in my direction.
The Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are The Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Finally Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5-4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, if you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast.
This is Matt from the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. And when you're done with this episode of the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, head on over to ShiningWizards.com. Check out the latest and greatest from the Shining Wizards. Everything about wrestling.
And we're back. Yay.
Hey.
Yay. We have some revive, reboots, and cancels this week. Really good ones, actually.
Yeah.
As I take a drink and make dead air. History Channel, Discovery Channel, or TLC?
Let's reboot History Channel because they're filling it up with shit.
Let's make it actually do history?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Revive Discovery Channel, because there's some good stuff on there still, I think.
Yeah.
And then cancel TLC.
Yep.
Because it's...
Honey Boo Boo.
...taken over with bullshit.
Yep. I agree with that. Yellow will be saved for Vince, because that's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
The Daily Show, Chappelle's Show, or Tosh.0?
See, I watched Tosh.0, but it got kind of annoying. He's kind of annoying.
Right.
I'll say reboot Chappelle's Show.
Okay.
I never really liked The Daily Show.
So I didn't. I
cancel and then revive.
Revive Tosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go get your news somewhere else, you dumbass millennials. Jon Stewart is a comedian, not a fucking news anchor.
Yeah, I didn't really like him.
Young Justice, Drawn Together, or Batman Beyond?
Ooh. I don't remember Young Justice.
I am reviving Young Justice.
Okay.
Because that was canceled after two seasons and should not have been.
That's hard. I loved Batman Beyond.
I do too, and Drawn Together was hilarious.
Yeah.
Batman Beyond is doing really good in the books, so let's cancel that as a show and just keep it in the books.
Okay.
And we will reboot Drawn Together.
All right. Sounds good.
Next one. Game shows.
Okay.
Win Ben Stein's Money.
Ooh.
Remote Control.
I don't remember that one.
That was the original game show on MTV.
Oh, okay.
And Minute to Win It, which with Guy Fieri, also known as the singer for Smash Mouth, also known as the guy from ICP. So, because you never see him at the same place at the same time.
I don't know why you would.
Remote Control was set in a guy's basement. The studio looked like a basement. And everybody was sitting in lounge chairs, and they would answer MTV Questions back when they played videos. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, good show.
Okay,
like
I remember it. All right.
Cancel Minute to Win It.
Oh, yeah.
Revive Remote Control and Reboot Ben Stein.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. And our last one. This is another game showy type. American Gladiators, Battle Dome, which gave us Terry Crews, or MXC. Do you remember what MXC is?
Yes, I do.
Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
Yeah, it was a Japanese game show type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they did parody on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
So.
Revive American Gladiators.
Okay.
The original one. I know they redid it.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
And it was okay. It was Gina Carano.
Let's reboot MXC.
Yeah. Cancel Battle Dome. Yeah. I'm all right with that. Oh, internet questions this week. I gotta skip those. Okay. This pissed me off, and this was the last thing Timmy sent me. Did you hear what flag is being targeted now?
Yes, I did.
Some idiot has targeted the POW MIA flag for being racist.
I don't see how that's racist at all.
I don't either, and Timmy's dad is a Vietnam vet.
So is my dad.
And he showed him this, and his dad got extremely upset. This shit's gone too far.
Yeah.
Now you're attacking people who not only fought for the country, but didn't come home and are missing or dead.
Yeah.
I'm done with you. I'm done playing nice with these fucks. It's too far. Vince always says that the uprising is coming. Yeah, you keep poking the fucking bear and it's going to come bite you.
Yeah, and those are the wrong kind of people to be poking.
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen. I know that this all plays in my big government conspiracy about this is what they want so they can do martial law. If you're logical, you probably agree with it. But, yeah, you're poking the wrong fucking people. Last one, or next one, jeez.
Yeah.
English hard. Did you see the cop that got knocked out by his own gun? This was in, I believe... Holy Christ. Sorry about that. This was in Alabama. He was going to apprehend a suspect. In his own words, he didn't fire on the guy because he didn't want to be a, quote, headline.
Right.
Guy struggled with the cop, got his gun, pistol whipped the cop, knocked him out. Somebody took a picture of this cop laying unconscious on the sidewalk, you know, blood gushing out of his head. The social media was, you know, yay, we got a cop. Not... fuck, a bad guy got away. You know?
That's stupid.
And this cop didn't want to... He was more worried about what's, you know, what the fallout would be, oh God, another black criminal, instead of, okay, I gotta go get another criminal.
Yeah.
But now all these cops are thinking, what the fuck can I do and not have it be, air quote, racist or whateverist. And
a good human being would have never taken a picture of the cop. They would have helped him out and nothing.
That, I agree with that completely. This is bad when cops are having to, they don't have time to think on the job anyway.
Yeah.
In those situations. But now you're adding this to it. Yeah, yeah, it's fucked it's up.
Like an ambulance chaser, like the...
Yeah. Yeah. Many TV shows and movies are reboots of existing works. Is Hollywood's current state just a fad, or is it going to stick around, or what do you think?
It'll probably stick around. People can't fucking think of original ideas anymore.
If it keeps making money.
Yeah.
If it
And it will.
And it will. Because people like me are nostalgic for the good stuff we had growing up, which we don't get now.
Yeah.
So Hollywood's like, oh, we can do, you know, take A-Team for example.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll just make fucking, we'll reboot A-Team as a movie. Fine. And it made some money. Whoop, it made money. What's the next one we can do and make money?
Yeah.
And make money. And make money.
Yeah, and a lot of the baby boomers and Gen Xers are wanting to show their kids what they watched when they were younger. And a lot of times when you try to show, like, a younger kid something that you watched when you were younger, like... I tried to get my daughter to watch Chilly Willy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, she watched it, but
it didn't
click like something new would. If they rebooted it and made it more modern
she would
like it. It wouldn't be the same by any means,
right?
Because it's Chili Willy.
Yep,
he's a penguin.
Yeah, he is. He was also a black wrestler. That's a whole other story. Y2K, December 21st, 2012, and all the other BS that the public viewed as the end of the world as we know it crap. What did you think about each one when it was coming, and why did the world freak out so much?
Y2K, I got a little worried about that because I thought maybe that...
I was concerned Y2K. I wasn't,
I mean, I was, 18?
Yeah, I was... I forget how old. I fucking can't do math anymore. But that one, I had put back some food and some stuff because you didn't know.
Yeah.
But that one, you didn't know because it was a computer thing. The December 21st, 2012, that was the Mayan calendar thing. If the Mayans were smart, they wouldn't have got wiped out. All right, there you go. Yes, that's racist. No, I don't care.
I was waiting for it. I was like, I don't think anything's going to happen. And then it didn't. I was like, oh, we're still alive.
Why did the world freak out so much? Because everybody is so complacent in the life they have now.
Yeah.
And if one major thing would change, it would just cause an immediate panic.
Yep.
And you don't want to be caught in the panic. That's kind of the whole idea behind a prepper thing, is be ready for anything. Don't hope for anything bad, but if it does come to bad, be ready.
And the main thing is people have to believe in something. Most people have to believe in something.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly one of those people, but if somebody has it in their head that they're going to... Like, if somebody... I don't know how to explain it. If you say something with enough confidence, somebody is going to believe it.
Yeah.
Mormon.
You said that out loud.
Yeah.
Magic underwear.
Yeah. A lot of people will blindly follow anybody with confidence.
Yeah. That's true. Next question. Is DC Comics' new Starfire series getting the character all wrong? Yes. New 52, they rebooted her. She was basically a nympho.
Huh.
I can handle nympho. But the new series...
Can you?
Yes. Oh. Well, give me enough Gatorade and time. But the new series that they just... New 52, the new DC Universe.
Yeah.
She's a airhead. I mean, airhead to the point where she's in a grocery store and the clerk says, "You ought to try a pineapple." And it shows her thought balloon. And it's an apple with a pine tree sticking out of the top of it. That kind of stupid.
Huh.
You're taking one of the... I don't want to call her an icon because she's not Wonder Woman level. But that next tier down, female hero.
Yeah.
And you're making her a fucking Riri.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad. Don't do that. This is coming from us.
I'm surprised the feminism hasn't attacked it.
Yeah, I am not yet. And it's done by the people that are doing the Harley Quinn book.
Oh.
I think these jokes would work for Harley.
Yeah.
You know, she would make a pineapple bomb and, an apple bomb with a pine tree sticking out of it going, "Here's a pineapple." And that would work for Harley.
Yeah.
Starfire, it don't work like that. So, it just has to do with the character. The joke has to be right for the character. And these are all missing on Starfire.
Hmm.
Next question. If you could switch one Marvel and one DC character and put them in the opposing company books or movies, who would you choose and why?
I don't know.
Is a really good question. Oh, I'm sticking Deadpool in the Justice League.
That's not bad.
You imagine all the fourth wall shenanigans that Deadpool would do with the DC guys? Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to see Deadpool
Especially
and Plastic
Batman.
Man.
Deadpool and Batman together?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would do that. What DC guy would I put in Marvel? Not New 52 version, but original version, Lobo. I want
I can see
a team-up of Lobo and Ghost Rider. just out kicking ass.
Lobo always seemed like a Marvel character to me anyway.
Yeah, he had that kind of like Marvel edge to him that DC didn't have at the time. But yeah, I would do that. That's a really, really good question.
Yeah.
Who would you choose to team up in a Batman versus Superman style Marvel DC movie?
Okay. Like Marvel versus DC?
I guess, but I think they want one character. You know what I mean? Like, it's Batman versus Superman. Who would you do?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, somebody from Marvel, somebody from DC.
Yeah. Again, I go Batman Deadpool. Would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. I don't know.
Red Skull and Lex Luthor.
Yeah, that'd be
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. You think of, like, the big guys. Namor and fucking Aquaman.
Oh, yeah.
That's a team-up I want to see. Just the bratty cousins over who gets the throne. You know, something stupid. Flash and Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Green Arrow and Hawkeye doing trick shots at a carnival. You know, that kind of stuff I would want to see. But, I mean, as far as, like, a knockdown, drag-out movie, yeah, Batman Deadpool.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be fun. What is the first comic book that you got hooked on collecting, then? It's the first comic book you started collecting which got you hooked on everything.
I used to collect X-Men a long time ago.
Back when, was it 97?
Yeah,
when they relaunched X-Men number one with the Jim Lee covers.
Yeah.
That was really big. I was collecting before then. The first comic I ever remember getting, I was like 4 or 5, and I found at my grandmother's house, I found an old Sergeant Rock from the early 60s, late 50s. I'm pretty sure it was an uncle's that he just kind of left at her house.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. I like comic books. And that's what got my, you know.
Yeah.
But actually, the first series I started to collect was probably Spider-Man.
Yep.
As a young kid, it's Spider-Man. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my current collection is all mostly Spider-Man. And I started back up with the Spider-Verse, and then
yeah,
I haven't bought any for a while, but.
I think, I don't know when I kind of mostly switched over. Every now and then, I will pick up a Marvel book.
Yeah.
If it's, like, a character I really want. Like, it's a Squirrel Girl, or it's a weird thing that I like. But mostly, I'm a DC guy, and I don't know when that switch. It might have happened Zero Hour, where Hal Jordan went crazy and became Parallax, and they rebooted a little. I think that might have been when I switched all the way over to DC. But, oh, did... I was sad when I wrote this next question. Did any of you make it to the Brian Posehn signing at Comic Carnival yesterday?
I really wanted to.
So did I. No, we didn't make it. No, we did not make it to his comedy show last night either. A friend of mine did, and she got her Death of Deadpool signed.
Oh, damn it.
So, yeah. And got a picture with him, and he was wearing an NWO shirt, for Christ's sake, at a comedy thing. Hopefully someday we'll catch him. Hopefully, we need to go to Muncie, the Mark Wade shop, by the way. That's on the list of things to do.
That might be a while.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It'll be next year.
I got shit to do.
Yeah. We got two more listener questions for this week. Did anyone watch Mythbusters solely for Carrie?
That was an added bonus, but I love the show. I mean...
Yeah. I was watching it before. I watched it from the very beginning when the first season was just Adam and Jamie.
I think
first couple seasons?
Yeah, they had that other girl, too. The one with all the tattoos and stuff.
Oh, Jessie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
God almighty. Yeah, because she was the builder.
There was one before that, or the same time, the girl, and she was always getting hurt. I can't remember her name.
I vaguely remember that, yeah. But when I started watching, then they brought in Jessie, who was the welder, who was doing the building shit. Then they brought in the, quote, build team, which was Grant, Tori, and Carrie.
Yeah.
Or Karin, or whatever the fuck her name is. Big boobs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she was an added bonus, but I was already watching the show, and once they got rid of the build team this last season, I haven't watched, so.
Yeah. I watched a couple of them, and it's like, it's not the same.
I think the last Mythbusters I really watched was the Star Wars special.
Yeah, I watched that one.
Because that had Sophia Bush dressed up as Princess Leia.
Yeah, Slave Leia.
Yeah, that was on repeat on the YouTube a lot. Does the Chicago PD, is that still a show on NBC? Because Sophia Bush is on there. I need to look that up. Anyway, last listener question. If the Lucas Oil Stadium deal didn't happen, would we have lost the Colts? And if so, where would they have gone? Yes, we would have lost the Colts. They would have ended up probably in Los Angeles because the NFL, for some stupid reason, keeps wanting to put a fucking NFL team in Los Angeles, and it will not work. They're not a football town. They're a big city, but they're not a... You have too many teams crammed in there right there. You got Oakland, you got San Diego, you got San Francisco. You really want to add... the Rams didn't work there. That's why they moved them back to St. Louis. Yeah, we would have lost the Colts if we didn't get the stadium. They would have gone to L.A. and it would have been a bad deal. All right. That was it for listener questions this week.
Damn it. I got the yawns.
Yep. I got the hiccup burps. Our top 10 list this week. Action movie scenes. Now, I had to kind of scale myself back on this and not make them all fights, because I could have just done 10 fights from Hong Kong movies that nobody's ever heard of except
most
me.
Most of mine are fights.
Most of yours are fights. I have I got a few fights. Yeah, some of them are fights. Not all of them, though. So, what is your number 10 action movie scene?
In Jack Reacher, when he fights those three or four guys out in front of the hardware store or whatever it was.
That is a really good movie.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people have seen it because it's a Tom Cruise movie and they're like,
He's crazy, but still, he's a good actor.
Yeah, I agree with that. If I remember right, I believe I saw something that Kobe Smulders is going to be in Jack Reacher 2.
Yeah, I think we said something about that last week.
I think that's right, yeah.
I don't know. I don't listen to this show.
I don't either. My number 10 is from the movie The Killer. This is the shootout with Chow Yun-Fat. It's Ang Lee and Chow Yun-Fat. And it's where you get all your Hong Kong jumping sideways, shooting, Matrix-y type stuff. It all comes from this. So that's my number 10. Your number 9.
Punisher versus the Russian. Ramon.
Kevin Nash. It was Kevin Nash. It was Diesel. Yeah. That's a really good scene. That was the first time I was like, Nash can kind of act. I was surprised, but... That's a really good scene. Punisher is underrated, I think. Thomas Jane one.
Yeah, that was a good movie. That was one of my. That's one.
Even
of my
if it did have Travolta.
Yeah.
That was that. Yeah.
He was. That was one of his worst roles, I think. But that was still a good.
And
movie.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
My number 9. I could have just thrown in this whole movie because it's one long action sequence. But when they're going up the stairs in The Raid, the movie The Raid.
I don't remember.
Okay. I believe it's Indonesia is where it's at, but you saw the movie Dredd?
Sure.
Carl Urban, where it's, you know, the bad guy's at the top of the evil apartment complex and they have to work their way up to the bad guy. They stole that from The Raid. So basically fighting all the way up in The Raid is my number 9. Number 8.
Aliens. The mech suit scene.
Or
whatever.
Yeah, the yellow.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver could still get it. I don't care.
That was so cool when I was young.
Yeah. My number 8. The dad... Willem Dafoe going, and there was a firefight. The gun battle from Boondock Saints with the dad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where he's just pulling guns out of every holster on everywhere. I love that scene. I can't wait for the third. Number 7.
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, when Legolas is taking down the elephant.
Oh, yeah.
When he
gets on top of him, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's such a cool scene.
That is very cool. My number 7, not a fight. It is the car chase from Bullet.
Okay.
Steve McQueen in that car, that is that era of movies, and it is awesome. I need to watch it, actually. It's been... couple months, but love Bullet's car chase. Number six.
Kickboxer. When he fights Tong Po.
Tong Po. Tong Po. Yeah. I love fucking old cheesy Van Damme shit.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I love that. Yeah, that's a good one. Mine, my number six, the close quarter combat fight, Bourne Ultimatum. Where basically they're fighting in that little hallway, and he like hits him with the phone book in the throat, and it's all real, like 2 feet away.
Yeah.
Real, shot beautifully. I think it was Paul Greengrass that shot it, but just, I love that scene. I love the way it's shot and the whole choreography, and it all, it looks like a real fight. It's not Hong Kong wire work. It's not, you know, you don't see everything telegraphed. It's really, 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 really well done. Number five.
The Matrix, Neo versus Agent Smith.
At the end of the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not where he turns into the 80-foot in the third one?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen
fucking
that
fucking Wachowskis. Yeah, that's a great, great, great one. My number five, I had to put a Wahlberg on here.
Yeah.
Of course. But it's from Shooter. It's okay. The big farm shootout. Where the government's coming in to take him out at the farm, and that big shootout and propane tanks going up, and I love that. I love that movie. Number four.
Guardians of the Galaxy, the prison scene.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the dance-off.
Oh, no. No, the prison scene.
Oh, the prison scene. Yeah.
That was fun.
Where Groot goes apeshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. My number four is also a comic book. My favorite comic book movie. Spider-Man 2, the final fight with Doc Ock.
The train scene.
Oh, the train scene's great, too. But, I mean, that final one where he's fighting Doc Ock and the reactor's going.
Oh,
and
okay,
at the end, Doc Ock decides to sacrifice himself. And, that movie is so good. But, yeah, that's one of my favorite comic book scenes, period. But, yep, that was my number four. Number three.
My Wahlberg.
Your Wahlberg, of course.
Italian Job car chase.
Oh, that's so good. And it is a fucking... The whole movie's a commercial for a Mini Coopers.
Oh, yeah. The helicopter scene and shit. Uh-huh. That was so cool.
That's the one where they went down in, like, the sewers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were going up on the walls and shit.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was very cool. My number three actually could have just been half the movie, but it is the final fight in 300.
Oh, yeah.
The 300 Spartans against the billion or so Persians, and here we go, let's fight. I actually think that movie is really only a half hour, but since Zack Snyder filmed everything in slow-mo, it stretched to like 2 hours long.
Watch it in regular time, it's like 10 minutes long.
It's like when you download a TV show and there's no commercials, you're like, shit, it's over already. God damn. Yeah, but the final battle in 300, what's your number two?
Obi-Wan apparently versus Dearth Maul.
Dearth Maul.
That's what it says. Dearth.
Dearth.
Darth Maul.
Yeah. I love that scene, but it was such a waste. They wasted a character that they built up so much.
Oh, yeah.
Especially before the movie came out. And, you know, everybody just saw Darth Maul's face. You're like, oh, this fucker right here is going to be the shit. And then he just gets cut in half. You're like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah, he did like, what did he do, two fights in the whole movie?
Yeah, that was it. But they did bring him back in Clone Wars. They just gave him magic legs, Lieutenant Dan. So actually, he had like spider legs. It was weird.
Weird.
But, yeah. My number two. It's not an action movie list if it ain't got Bruce Lee. Way of the Dragon. Bruce Lee. Chuck Norris. Where he rips off his chest hair.
I was trying to find one, and I don't remember if it was Dolph Lundgren or Arnold Schwarzenegger, but he cut off somebody's arm and beat him with it. I can't remember what movie it was.
I don't know, because I can see both of them doing it.
Yeah.
My guess is it would probably be Arnold. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't remember. But he cut his arm off with
him.
And then beat him with his own arm.
Yeah.
But my number one.
Yes.
Hulk versus Loki. Because it's just fucking funny.
Like Mike Tyson on a speed bag. Boom. Done. Yeah. That's, Great acting by Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
My number one is actually very hard to watch. It is the D-Day scene in Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Very hard to watch, especially if you're watching it with like family members or grandparents who was around that time. They can't. I know many people can't see it because it the way Spielberg shot it, it's like it's there happening again.
And yeah,
that is a very hard scene, but a great action scene. If you can handle it, that's a great scene.
Yeah.
All right, so that was our top 10 action movie scenes. Our fan casting this week, we picked Green Lantern Corps due to them announcing they were changing Green Lantern to Green Lantern Corps for the new movie coming out. Your list of characters that we chose, or I guess I chose, Hal Jordan, John Stewart, Kyle Rayner, Guy Gardner, Lar Flees, Sinestro, Black Hand, Carol Ferris, IROC, or Indigo One, whichever way you want, and Saint Walker. Now, only two of these are actual Green Lanterns. The rest are not, and we will explain as we go. Where would you like to start, bottom or top?
I don't care.
All right, start at the top. Hal Jordan, Green Lantern, the power of will.
I got the Wahlberg.
Yeah, I can see that. That wouldn't be bad. Of course it wouldn't be bad. It's Wahlberg. Yeah. I pick for Hal Jordan, Alex Loughlin. O'Loughlin. I can't say his last name. Guy from Hawaii Five-0. The TV show.
Okay.
So, John Stewart, also Green Lantern. This is Black. I don't have to tell you. I'm just reiterating for Timmy when
Schindler's
he listens.
Not here.
When he listens, yeah.
Michael Jai White.
Oh. I saw a lot of people putting him on that, and that makes a lot of sense. I picked Roger Cross, and I'm trying to bring him up. He was in X-Men. I don't know which one that is.
X-Men 2.
X-Men 2. He will be in 12 Rounds 3. This poor guy.
He will be in what?
12 Rounds 3. Yeah. He was on 24, and he had Riddick. He kind of looks like Jon Stewart to me. Most everybody picks... If you look online, most everybody picks Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is almost dead on to the comic book.
Yeah.
But all right. So our next one is Kyle Rayner, the White Lantern, the Lantern of Life.
I got Craig Horner.
Okay, and I will pull him up. Legend of the Seeker. That works. That's a good pick. I like that. He was in See No Evil. Legend of the Seeker. Yeah. He looks like him, just shorten his hair.
Yep.
Yep, that's a good one. My pick for the second straight week, which I didn't remember that I also did Kyle Rayner last week, Milo Ventimiglia from Gotham and Heroes. And he was the ogre. So.
Yeah.
That's my pick again. Which takes us to Guy Gardner. Was a Green Lantern, is now a Red Lantern, which is the power of hate.
That's not nice.
They puke red blood, and it's... Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Bradley Cooper.
That works. I pick the Wahlberg. That always works. I just want to see Wahlberg puking up red blood. It makes me happy.
Not nice.
I know. our next one is Lar Flees. This is the emotion of avarice or greed. He is the only one. Most of these other ones have multiple characters or also that. There is only one Orange Lantern. So, and he is a weird looking alien, so who did you pick?
I was going to pick Alf, but I picked Ron Perlman for the voice.
Oh, that would work. I actually picked a human. Not that Ron Perlman is not a human, but I actually picked a human to play him, and I picked Clint Howard. So
Ron Howard's
weird looking
son.
No.
Brother.
His brother.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah. So What the hell? Damn Mad Max. All right. Damn feminist. All right. Sinestro, the Yellow Lantern of Fear.
Yeah, Hugo Weaving.
That is so good. He fits that perfect, but he is so much of an ass when it comes to comic book movies now. He was Red Skull.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he did Lord of the Rings, obviously, and all these, and then he's like, yeah, superhero movies are stupid. Where's my check?
His face is stupid.
Yeah. But that good actor, he would do really well. For my Sinestro, Marco Zaror. He was in Undisputed 3. He's in The Redeemer. He's a Chilean martial arts star, which is why
he probably looks like Michael Bolton.
He does look a lot like Michael Bolton, but with just short dark hair. So I'm going to turn him purplish pink and put a yellow ring on him. So that's my Sinestro.
Awesome.
And the weird little mustache.
Yeah.
Thin handlebar. Oh, Black Hand. This is the Black Lantern of Death.
Bruce Campbell.
Oh, now you got him raising the deadites. All right. Uh-huh. Yeah. That makes sense. I went with Anthony Michael Hall. All
right.
So, he kind of fits that age range that I was looking for with this one.
Yeah.
Carol Ferris, Star Sapphire. This is... Are Star Sapphires, I believe they're Compassion or they're Love. I can't remember which one. Love. Sorry. Star Sapphires are Love, I do believe. All right.
Hell, I don't know. Michelle Ryan.
I know that name.
EastEnders?
All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think so.
EastEnders, Cockneys versus Zombies. Cashback, which looks like a naked girl in a grocery store.
Cool.
Yeah. She's cute. That'll work. She is the love interest of Hal Jordan, so she's Wahlberg's love interest in your movie.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that works. I went with Allison Brie from Community.
I'm good with that.
Yep, and she was in Get Hard with Will Ferrell. She's actually in lingerie, which is why I noticed it. Okay. I-Rock, or Indigo One, the Indigo Lantern of Compassion.
Alexandra Daddario.
You fuck, that is... Alexandra Daddario, that is my pick as well. Yep. I knew there would have to be one we would have to agree with. Always somebody agrees with somebody every time. But yep. We could just cast her for almost any female role. She's kind of a favorite on the show.
Yeah.
Our last one, Saint Walker. This is the Blue Lantern of Hope.
Got David Tennant.
David Tennant works really well. Doctor Who,
yeah.
And Fright Night, and he's playing the Purple Man on Jessica Jones. Considering Saint Walker looks very... He will have to be obviously CG, but mo-capped. He reminds me a lot of Abe Sapien, so I cast Doug Jones. So, that is
how I thought of Abe Sapien when I looked at him.
Yeah, it's really close. So, that's why I picked Doug Jones. And that is it for our Green Lantern Corps casting this week. You anything else?
Not that I know of.
No, I can't really think of anything else. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you don't mind, go on iTunes, rate and review 5 stars, or however good you think we are. 5 stars, by the way. We have an email. If you want to send us suggestions, thoughts, anything like that, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com is our email address. We also have our Twitter, which is @inconclusivepod, @cyborgsumo,
@shortjimmy.
And of course, we have the Facebook page and Facebook group. Just search for Official Inconclusive Breakdown. I really should have a thing wrote out. All this stuff. Because all I have down here is plugs and out. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's it for this week. Thank you again for listening. And thank you everybody for the well wishes for Timmy. Once he does listen to this and figures out we didn't make fun of him. We'll be back next week. Hopefully.
Whenever we get an update,
we'll put it on Facebook. Yeah, I'll put it on Facebook next time we get an update. Last update I had is that he is doing a lot better, so very good. All right, for Timmy and I'm Justin, I think that's it for this week.
That's all I got.
All right.
Keep it real.
There you go.